With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. One of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's first picks to lead her Human Services Department was Dr. David Scrace. He's a physician who's worked with HSD before, tackling the hepatitis C epidemic affecting Medicaid recipients. Medicaid is the state-funded health care system for low-income and disabled residents of New Mexico, and Dr. Scrace was called in to help save lives affected by the liver disease in 2014.
And because of the cost of the drugs and because they were new, we only had 150 people treated for hepatitis C in 2014.
But that was the year those new drugs proved effective in fighting the disease. The managed care companies that oversee health care for New Mexico's 620,000 Medicaid patients saw patients essentially getting cured of hepatitis C.
Actually, in that period of time from 2014 to 2018, we increased the number of people treated ninefold, and the approval rate by the managed care companies went from 45% up to over 90%. And so it's a wonderful success story. And among these, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people now have had treatment, there's 1,400, 1,500 people who will be alive 20 years from now who would have died without this curative treatment. And so that, as a physician, as a secretary, as a human being, as a citizen of New Mexico, I'm incredibly proud of this work.
Hep C can cause severe liver damage, cirrhosis, liver failure, cancer, and death. It's the most common bloodborne infection in the U.S., according to the Department of Health website. It says most people today become infected by sharing needles used to inject drugs. Next time, we'll look at how HSD will beef up the state's reimbursement rates for Medicaid providers. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.